Greetings, everyone. Welcome back here. Joe Soto here, your host with the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. And the topic of today is, what is life teaching you today? What is life teaching you today? So, you know, over the weekend, I was preparing myself to go on the road go meet with clients. And I was heading to South Carolina. I got a few clients over there. And, you know, I was supposed to just have some client meetings, some client reviews. And I don't know about you guys, but if, you know, if you have little kids, man, they can tend to make a mini dump out of your vehicle, you know. And I just been so busy, I didn't get a chance to bring my car over to the car wash. So, you know, I got all the tools and everything that I need to wash the car myself. So, you know, come Sunday afternoon, I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to clean my car a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to have to take a client somewhere, you know, and I want my car to be, you know, at least presentable. And in the process, as I was going through this, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys ever use a pressure washer, but, you know, when you clean a car with the pressure washing machine, I mean, the job is just so much easier, just so much easier. But, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, I hadn't used the pressure washing machine in a long time. And, you know, I checked the oil on it. It looked good. Checked the gas on it. Looked good. So I'm sitting there like cranking this thing up, just cranking it. And the thing just wouldn't turn on. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm messing something up. Let me look up some YouTube videos. And you know, at the same time, you know, I had to, you know, finish packing. So, I mean, it wasn't like I had all day, you know, to do a deep cleaning on my car. I just wanted to kind of just polish it up a little bit, you know. Anyway, so I go on YouTube. I'm doing all the right things. I mean, nothing seems to be working. I mean, I must have cranked this thing. I mean, if I cranked it, I don't know, at least 100 times. And I mean, my skin's peeling off my fingers and I'm just getting frustrated. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, just to get the machine set up is an event. You know, you got to hook up the water to it. You know, you got to, you know, pull it out of the garage and, you know, and just get it in position. You know, I also got a vacuum. So I had like everything set up, you know, to go. And I'm like, oh man, this thing's not working. So I'm like, now I got to unplug it, plug up, you know, the regular water hose to it, and then just try to clean the car that way. So anyways, so after I cranked this thing up like 100 times, I'm like, you know what? I've already cranked this thing up 100 times. I'm going to try 10 more times. And if after 10 more times, this thing does not get up and go, then I'll say, look, I gave in, you know, it didn't work. I tried my best. So, you know, why is this topic important and why is this topic relevant? Well, so let me just tell you that after I cranked that bad boy on try number 110, okay, so and I'm saying 100, but I'm estimating it was close to 100, but I told myself this thing, this arbitrary number, I said, I'm going to try 10 more times. So it was the craziest thing ever, because the minute that I cranked that bad boy on try number 10, boom, the machine goes off and starts working. And I'm just like, I mean, it was like, I felt like Rocky, you know, after he won a big fight. Like nobody's seeing this. I'm the only one battling this machine. And I'm just thinking like to myself, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, because it would have made my job harder for sure if I didn't have the pressure washer machine. It would have took longer and I don't think the car would have been as clean. So I think this topic is relevant because a lot of times, you know, when we're going through things in life, many different types of things, you know, you get to that point where you're just tired of trying, tired of going and not getting anywhere. Tired of putting in the work and not getting the result, you know, tired of whatever it is, you know. It could be, you know, maybe you're trying to lose weight and you're struggling with that. And you've tried different things and, you know, you just can't figure out a way to do it. or, you know, or maybe it's something business related. Maybe you tried a business and it failed, and then you tried another one and it failed, you know? And we do this all the time. I mean, I do this all the time, and it just reminded me of this story. And I don't know if it's true or not, but the story is phenomenal. It's a story about the gold rush, and how, you know, there was this person like sold everything, you know, during the gold rush to move to San Francisco, and, you know, try to take a stab at, you know, finding gold, you know, in for themselves, and they were getting ready to give up. You know, they were starting to get ready to sell their equipment, just say the heck with it, you know, sell the equipment at a loss the whole time. You know, it was a waste of time. And the story goes that the individual sold their equipment and went back home, and then somebody bought the equipment, and within a day or so, they struck one of the biggest gold mines in history. Now, again, I have no idea if it's a true story or not, but I think the story itself and its validity has less to do with the main message here. What exactly is the main message? The main message is, you know, if you put in a lot of work into something, or you got your mindset on something, you know, sometimes it's worth it to just give it another try, you know. And I think today, you know, sometimes, you know, like, people give up, you know, and I'm not going to tell you, you know, that I haven't given up in my life on certain things, you know. I'll give you an example, you know, like I've been trying to study Mandarin, and I bought this program, and all you got to do is practice 30 minutes a day. And, you know, I'll put a day here, a day there. Maybe I'll put, like, I think the most I've gotten, I've been able to accomplish is like, it's like 4 days in a row, maybe five. And then I take, you know, then something happens. I don't practice for a day. I don't practice for two. And then, you know, today I was talking to my daughters about this idea of consistency, and I was giving them an example, like, hey, you know, this thing of giving up, it's not just something that young people do or kids do. I mean, your daddy does it. You know, I said I was going to learn Mandarin, and I haven't been putting in the work. I stopped doing the repetitions. I stopped doing the stuff that I needed to do to learn. And, you know, when you quit, well, then your chances are zero. Like, your chances are zero. So anyway, so as I was battling this power washing machine, for whatever reason, the darn thing would not turn on. I mean, I pulled that thing so hard, I thought my arm was going to fall off. Let me tell you how hard I pulled this thing. Like, when I traveled and I went to bed, the next day my whole body was sore. That I was like, oh my goodness, like the back of my glutes, my thighs, my butt, my back was hurting, my shoulders, everything. It was like I got a full body workout. It was unbelievable. But I told myself, I'm gonna try 10 more times. Just 10 more times. I already got 100 in. Like, I'm just going to give it 10 more. And I just, you know, listen, the machine could very well just stay turned off, but it didn't. It turned on. And I thought, you know, what's the main lesson here? You know, the main lesson is life has an interesting way of teaching us things when we are aware and awake. And it just made me, think, you know, like, you know, how easy, sometimes, you know, I'm ready to give up on something, and all I need to do is just to try a little bit longer, you know, a couple more feet, and then I'll strike the gold, you know? So look, my friends, I'm going to leave you with this question today. You know, as I wrap up today's podcast, you know, which area of your life have you resigned from something that you really wanted to do? Maybe it's a good business objective. Maybe it's something related to your health. Maybe it's something related to, you know, a special relationship that was ruptured or struggling, and you just resigned from it. And should you go back? Should you go revisit this and maybe give it another shot? Could you be inches away from striking your own gold? So that's all I have for you today, guys. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat channel. Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. Leave me your comments. Let me know what you thought of today's show. As always, give yourself a pat on the back for expanding your education and your horizons. Hopefully I shared something with you today that was useful and powerful for you. Without further ado, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night, and thank you so much for tuning in. Make it a great day.